I'm overwhelmed thinking about how big our presence is going to be at Mid-South.
There's just a small thing if you get another film from Shimano.
We Are Cyclists, the All Bodies on Bike story.
The film is launching on March 18th. You're bringing it to several U.S. cities.
Have we talked about chain waxing?
That's a personal question. But the answer is no, we have not. Okay.
Welcome to All Bodies on Bikes, the podcast, where all bodies are good bodies, all bikes are good bikes, and all rides are celebrated.
All Bodies on Bikes is a movement to create and foster a radically inclusive bike community. So join your hosts. I'm Ellen.
And I'm Marley.
As we explore the complexities of the biking world, help us break down barriers and create the world that we want to see.
And don't forget that all bodies really means all bodies, not just larger bodies, but bodies of all sizes,
ages,
races,
abilities,
genders,
sexualities,
and beyond. Come along for the ride.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Sorry to have rearranged our whole day because I needed to shower.
That's okay. I also need to shower, but by the time you texted me, I was like, oh, it's not enough time, so I haven't showered yet. I'm just faking it with earrings. But I don't think that's really faking it.
That's a good... I brought earrings in. So that it's like, no, I'm put together.
You do look very put together.
Thank you. I honestly had to re-dye my hair. It was getting to the point where it's like, this is the wrong vibe. So... I was like, it's time. I have enough things coming up where it's like, I need to look like this is on purpose.
I don't know why that was so funny, except maybe that you were like, oh, I don't have time to shower. Then you're like, oh, I actually had to dye my hair, which is exactly something I would do.
Shifting to something a little more serious, Marley, I want to ask you, truly, how are you? I think a lot of people said, oh my God, 2026, new year, new leaf, everything's going to be fine. And instead we have none of that. So how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little burnt out. Okay. I'm a little uncertain of the future. Funding is very, very challenging as a nonprofit. You know, folks are very selective with where they give their limited funds to, which makes sense. Grants and federal funding, it's all gone. I feel like I'm an NPR fundraising drive, but seriously, we are a membership-based organization, which you might not know.
If you are a person who is able to do a monthly membership, now is truly the time.
$5 a month. If 100 of you do that, that's $500 a month. And that provides funding for this podcast. It gives our chapters programming dollars. And we also have annual options. If you do an annual membership, you get a couple months free and there's less processing fees, which is awesome. But truly awesome. Any little bit helps. And you get cool stickers mailed directly by my hands that say All Bodies on Bikes, proud member. We also have bike shop memberships. It gives you access to our board. You get like a one-on-one call with our board members, and it's essentially free consulting on how you can be more inclusive. And then we get you a little sign that says proud All Bodies on Bikes member.
Lots of good options. Let's dive into what we're going to do this summer.
Did you decide if you're coming to Mid-South or not?
No, I'm not coming to Mid-South, but All Bodies on Bikes has a big presence at Mid-South. Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed thinking about how big our presence is going to be at Mid-South. And it's all happened like really organically. So we, for the second year, are taking our gravel team, but then we have like chapter leaders. I know a bunch of folks from Minneapolis, from Houston, from Kansas City, from Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think because it's in the middle of the country, it's fairly easy to get to. It's like a readily accessible event because they've got the 12, the 50, the 100. And a running portion.
People are sadists, that's all.
I feel like my brain just glitched when I talked about running. Like, I don't know what to say.
Say that. But I started running because you can't bike here in the winter, but
that's fair. Yeah.
I don't love it, but it's happening.
So we're going to have a presence at the expo, which is going to be fun. We will have these really cute shirts that were designed by a member of the community. They have like different width tire tracks. So we'll be selling those. And then we'll just be hanging out, slinging some merchandise. We've got a few leftover hats, which were super popular a couple years ago. Yep. I see your hand, Ellen.
Thank you. Thank you for calling on me. When you say you have a presence at the expo, what does that mean?
We have a booth.
A booth. So look for what color banners?
purple and pink. We are right next to the Athletic and Bivo water bottles. I feel like we're in the cool kids corner. So swing by if you're there. We will have tons of stickers to give out. So the expo is on Friday, which Mid-South is interesting this year because they're having the pros race on Friday instead of Saturday with everybody else. And so I really like that. Because we'll actually be there to like see them finish. Because typically when the pros finish, I'm still at mile like 20.
Right.
Farting around.
I mean, but as well too, it's just kind of nice to be like, it's the normals and the pros.
Exactly. But, exactly. So yeah. So all day Friday, we'll be hanging out down there. And then Saturday is the ride. I'm doing the 50. I'd say, I think most All Bodies on Bikes folks are doing the 50, but we've got a couple folks doing the 100. And then, you can't talk about Mid-South without the DFL party. And so we will be throwing a big, huge rager while we wait for the very last person to come in. In theory, they are going to have a live tracker on the DFL. And when the DFL is 10 miles out, we will have free beer from Stone Cloud Brewing, sponsored by Ride with GPS.
Excellent reason to be there.
Excellent reason to be there. And just the joy. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. This thing looks so joyous. Make an effort. Be at the DFL.
Be at the DFL party. And it's hard because, you know, you've just ridden 50 miles or 100 miles and you're tired. Go back to your place, take a shower, drink a Red Bull, 5-hour energy, eat a snack, and then come back out.
Do you recommend a power nap or not? Is a power nap too risky?
I'd say do what your body needs, but make it worth it to come back out. And even if you just like have it low key at the party, we'll have seats, we'll have places to hang out. There will also be a dance party for those who still have energy. But you can party how you want to. You know, it's really just about celebrating the last person out there. And if you're like, oh my God, I'm too tired, just think the last person is still on their bike. They've been on their bike all day long.
For sure.
Yeah.
So cool.
And I haven't looked at the weather. How are things in the Midwest right now?
It's the Midwest.
Yes. And we all know that like things can change so rapidly out there. When I coach people, I say to like control the controllables, and weather is something that you have zero control over. So it's like, I can look at it, but what's that going to do besides stress me out?
For whatever reason, Mid-South does seem to get the dramatic weather. So just if you have dramatic weather in your brain, nice weather is suddenly doubly nice.
Yes. Yeah, so. You're so right. And I mean, realistically, there's a lot of folks who will like change their tires depending if it's going to be muddy or not. I'm not that kind of rider. I am going to ride what I've got on my bicycle, which speaking of, I got a new bike.
Go on.
I got the new Salsa Flyway, which is not even released yet.
How does it compare?
It is. So it's. I got the full carbon version, which is typically not the kind of biking I like. You guys have heard me talk. I love steel. But this is like their carbon race bike that's designed to be comfortable for people. Because oftentimes like race bikes are like not that comfortable for average bodies. But this one is super, super comfortable. And I took it out on a big ride last weekend. And it is so fun. It's so light. And like I never really bought into the whole carbon thing. Mm-hmm. But now I get it. Like, it is light, it's nimble, it's responsive, it's fast. Like,
for sure.
I'm excited for it.
Oh, I'm glad. But it's still a gravel bike, even though it's carbon.
Yes.
Got it. Because yes. I do associate carbon with like road racing.
Exactly. Yeah. And carbon typically has really low weight limits. Salsa says that the weight limit on this one is 350 pounds, which is awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's exciting that the weight limit is getting higher.
I think just the technology has gotten better. You know, the way that they used to do the carbon layups made them really brittle and fragile. And they've just gotten better at it over the last 10, 15 years. So,
yay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for you. So you're taking that to Mid-South?
I am taking that to Mid-South. Yep. All right. So expect to see lots of content around it.
For sure.
Yeah. I need to wash it. I wrote it on. Yeah. Have we talked about chain waxing?
That's a personal question.
It is.
But the answer is no, we have not. Okay.
We're not going to get into it because it's super nerdy and I don't understand it. But it's like, it's the new technology instead of like putting lube on your chain, which can get like really sticky and gross. You know, this does sound really waxing and lubing.
If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see me wink. Winkity wink.
Anyway, I switched to waxing.
Well, once you figure it out, let's have a nerd out fest about it.
We might have to invite somebody else because I really don't know much. But okay. When they were setting up my bike, they were like, do you lube or wax your chain? And I was like, neither, because I'm bad at it. And they were like, let's set you up with wax.
I'm sorry. I've been watching too much Heated Rivalry as well for me to take anything that you just said seriously. But I'm excited for you to be learning about your body. I mean, your bike.
Also body. That's something we should talk about. We should talk about like body hair and cycling.
All about it. Like when I think about body image, my hang up is hair. Like,
oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We can talk about it later. Partially because then I have to say it out loud.
And then it's less scary. Like once you get it out there, you're just like, blah, I talked about it.
We talked about it. So, yeah. Okay.
So yeah, Mid-South. Hopefully no fires, no crazy weather, just joy and fun and inclusion. And come see us at the All Bodies on Bikes booth.
Perfect.
And pre-order my book. My publisher is like, you need to promote your book more. I'm like, okay.
We can say it. It's not related to Mid-South, but you can say it.
Well, yeah, I can say whatever I want. It's my podcast. It's our podcast.
It is our podcast. What's your book about?
My book is a children's book. It's called Ragtag Best Friends Bicycle Club. And it's about like finding your own way on a bike. It's about a pair of sisters who one goes fast, one goes slow, and learning to embrace the beauty in both of those. And it's like a perfect book for kids, great book for adults. The illustrations are wonderful. And yeah, I'll be there with pre-orders. And if you pre-order, you will get a signed copy.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll get a signed copy then. Hooray.
Yay.
I pre-ordered and I got the t-shirt because it's a cute ringer t-shirt.
You're the best.
Don't tempt me with a ring tee. Come on. I didn't do it for you. I mean, I did, but.
Book comes out April 15th. But
that's so soon.
It's so soon.
That's exciting. Okay.
It's very exciting.
Get on it, people. We'll put a link in the bio or whatever.
Order that book.
Link in the comments.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else are we talking about?
What else are we talking about? There's just a small thing happening this spring that is you get another film from Shimano. A follow-up to the whole thing that started this. Is that bigger than Mid-South? Smaller than Mid-South? What is this?
I think it's bigger than Mid-South. I think
it's bigger than Mid-South.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's
just a
funny.
Whole revolution, no big deal. Just another pun intended, because the way the wheels go in a rip. Anyway.
So yeah, we have another short film coming out called We Are Cyclists.
I love that title.
The All Bodies on Bikes story. And it picks up exactly where the previous film left off. So if you have not seen the first film that really launched this whole movement, go watch it. It's on YouTube. We'll put a link in the show notes. But just go to YouTube and search for All Bodies on Bikes. And there is a very cute, 10-minute short film made by Shimano. And it follows me and Kaylee, who is my co-founder, on a bikepacking trip. And, talking about our challenges as fat women and cyclists and all that. And then this second film picks up where that left off of we were kind of thinking what do we do with this momentum? What do we do with, this idea? And it traces the origins of All Bodies on Bikes as an organization into this thriving nonprofit.
What did it feel like to reflect on that whole journey?
It was cool.
Yeah.
I wish I had a better word for it. I've been so mired in the day-to-day details of a nonprofit that I don't often take a step back and look at the broader picture and the impact of what we've accomplished. And the director, Robin, did a phenomenal job at really zooming out and getting a broad picture of everything we've been up to. And it's really, really cool. It kind of feels like, I don't want to say culmination because we're not done, but it's a really cool encapsulation of everything we've done so far.
What a good word.
Thank you.
Yeah, but agreed. The film is launching on March 18th. And don't you worry, we'll have a reminder episode of the podcast. So make sure you can go access it ASAP. But the trailer is full of such joy and camaraderie and inclusion. This is the world I want to see.
Yeah. I was curious how they were going to achieve this because, they we filmed in New York City when mm-hmm. we were there for the Today Show and the Five Borough Tour. And then we filmed in Northwest Arkansas. We filmed a training that we did and a bikepacking trip. And then we filmed a group ride in Portland. And I was just like, how are they going to put this story together in a way that makes sense? It mm-hmm. doesn't feel like an infomercial for All Bodies on Bikes. And my favorite thing about it is, like, yes, me and Kaylee have large roles. Like, we are the sure. primary characters. But they interview a bunch of other folks as well. And it's just, it's so cool to see this community that we've built and the ownership that other folks have taken and just the embodiment of our values throughout yeah. the film. And it's just, it's really joyful.
Yay. I'm so excited to see it. I will get to see it live in Kansas City because we have a whole Midwest film tour coming up. You're bringing it to several US cities.
So essentially, after Unbound, so the last weekend in May, we are embarking on like a week-long whirlwind film tour. We're doing right. Kansas City. We're doing Des Moines, Iowa. We're doing Chicago, Minneapolis, and Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, but not in that order. But yes. If you live in one of those cities, there will be a screening near you. We will both be at the Kansas City screening, which I'm very excited to see you in person again now that you are no longer just a few hours away.
Yeah.
We're going to screen both films. They're both about, what, 15, 20 minutes long?
They're both about 10 minutes long, so it's pretty short.
Okay, so there you go. And then I think at each screening, we'll have a panel afterwards of some local wonderful people who can talk about the impact that All Bodies has had on their communities.
Exactly. And I imagine there are going to be many additional screenings. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the film out to the world and then coordinating. If y'all want to do a film screening, we're happy to come. If we've got somebody local, we can have them come out. I can come out if possible, if there's funding. We don't have a bottomless bank account. But you could also screen it without us being there. Most of the screenings we're probably going to use as a fundraising opportunity, to be honest. Okay. It won't be cost prohibitive. It'll probably be, you know, $20-$25 for a ticket, raise some funds for the organization. But you can always watch it at home on YouTube.
Yay. I love that so much. You can always pre-watch it. And then you're like the kid in the front row of the class.
Yes.
Ready to talk and, about it.
Like, there's details you're not going to catch the first time. Like, there are some fun hidden little Easter eggs in there that the more you watch it, you're like, oh my God, wait, is that what I'm really seeing right now? And I'm not going to give too much away because I don't want it to get edited out if Shimano hears this. But there's some fun little details in there that just keep your eye out is what I'll say.
Okay. I haven't seen it either. So I'll be watching it live with everybody else on the day. I'm excited to see it. Okay, so that's happening.
Yep.
If you don't have a film coming, what else might our chapters be up to in the next, I don't know, 3 to 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, so they are actively planning right now. And as soon as they get their rides or events dialed in, we will have them listed on our website, allbodiesonbikes.com/events. But I know Des Moines, Iowa is gearing up for another summer of the Iowa Gravel Project. And so that's a weekly gravel ride that used to only be like a 20 mile and a 30 mile route. And then our All Bodies on Bikes chapter came in and said, hey, let's make this more accessible. And so each week they lead a 10 mile route. I know Chicago's gearing up for some stuff. Our Houston chapter just got going. They just did, I can't believe this. They just did what they called an alligator crawl. And I was like, what is an alligator crawl? Okay. So they went to this state park outside of Houston. It's called like Brazos Bend State Park. Okay. And apparently there are a lot of alligators there. They saw like 25 alligators on like a 7 mile bike ride.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Just fun things like that. I love that our chapters are really like leaning into their local communities and just building what they want to see.
Oh, I like that so much. Okay. So allbodiesonbikes.com/events to find an event near you. Yep. If you're interested in starting your own chapter, if there's not one near you, are we opening up new chapters or not?
We're open to it. We're open to the discussion. We've found over the past couple of years that there's a couple elements that make a chapter successful. Basically, you need a group of folks to do it with. You can't open a chapter by yourself. It's just there's too much to do and then it becomes overwhelming. You know, you start with all this enthusiasm and then life happens and then it's like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That chapter is not active anymore. And so mm-hmm. if you are like, oh my God, I want to do this, get 3, 4, 5 other folks who are of a similar mindset, chat internally about some ideas that you have and then reach out. We do have like a chapter onboarding, so it's fairly easy to bring a new chapter into the fold. The thing with All Bodies on Bikes rides, if you haven't been on one before, is we have at least three leaders on every ride. You know, we've got this leader, we've got the sweeper in the back, and then we've got the floaters in the middle. And so you've got to have that like core volunteer group who can help facilitate these. So
yeah, I'm learning a lot about capital O organizing lately for other reasons in my life. And it is just, it's a lot of, you have to figure out how to get someone else in it with you, or it is not sustainable. And I've realized I'm real guilty about trying to just be like, nope, I'm going to do it. I'm going to force it through. Can't do it.
We are hitting some growing pains and some challenges, primarily around funding. We were really successful in getting grants and sponsorships for a while. And I think as anyone in the nonprofit world can tell you, that has kind of trickled to nothing.
I have seen that in many ways across all the various work that I've doing within cycling, but outside of cycling, the money isn't there. The fists are tightening when it comes to handing any money out. And a lot of federal stuff has dried up.
You know, the basic crux is our system is broken and we rely on nonprofits to fill in where our government should be filling in for housing, for veterans, for medical services, for all of these things. And so it's like, you know, as a bicycling nonprofit, we're competing with funds for basic social services. And there's no question there of where the money should be spent. It just means it's going to kind of change the way that we operate internally. How our chapters operate, how we show up in the world is not going to change. But where I spend my time as executive director is going to change. And there's a high likelihood that I will have another job here soon. And this will not be my full-time job anymore.
Ooh, nobody wants to hear that.
I've been pretty candid about this on my Instagram. I'm kind of burnt out. I'm kind of bored.
A lot of times burnout is just lack of support. You're going to have reasons to be burnt out on your own. And then if you don't have the support to bolster you through it, there's no way you're coming out of that unburnt. So
100%. And that is not to say I'm not getting support from my board, from our chapter leaders, but it's just like overall systematic support of running a nonprofit is really challenging.
Yeah, which is a bummer. I'm excited for you to get some energy back. Sometimes that can be like a solution to burnout, is to figure out the way to find the joy again.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you don't like this. It just means that something's not right. Something's unsustainable.
Yeah.
And you're trying to push through it instead of fixing it. Not that you're not trying to fix it. That came out wrong. But
I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, thanks.
It's such an interesting time for this to be happening. You know, we've got the film coming out. I've got my children's book coming out. You know, we've got, it feels like all of this momentum, and I'm like purposely driving us off a cliff, which is, it's not what's happening, but it sort of feels that way.
I think that's a very visual metaphor and I understand it.
Yeah.
It's a bit of like everything's going the right way, but if you don't have the right tools and the right mechanisms to keep, like to control the skid, right? Also, I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart with my five-year-old and had to literally learn how to control the skid. But it is like, I actually love that metaphor because
I just learned recently, not to change the subject, but on Mario Kart, there's brakes you're supposed to use.
That's how you skid.
I just always full throttle.
Dude, my kid is very quickly getting good at these things. And I was like, I actually can't beat him all the time. And now my ego's involved. My kid, he was at my in-laws. Britton asked what I wanted to do. I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to learn how to play Mario Kart better. And so we sat on one of the courses, and just to take this metaphor maybe further than we should have, I had to sit there and learn how to control all of the things. I had to learn how to handle myself when I'm going too fast. I had to learn the way to hit the brakes. And to be fair, if you hit it wrong, you go off the course.
Yeah.
So I think it makes a lot of sense for you to sit here and say, I need help. I need to learn. We're going to let off the gas because that's what I know how to do right now. And eventually you might learn the next thing to do. And eventually you might learn how to control the skid.
Or I might get a co-pilot.
Might get a co-pilot.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Kaylee about all these challenges we're facing. And Kaylee, for those not aware, is co-founder, board president, very heavily involved. And she was like, Marley, you predicted this 5 years ago. You said, you know, I'm going to reach a point where I'm going to want to hand this off. And I'm like, oh yeah, I do remember saying that. So this is like, this is just par for the course. This is exactly what needs to happen right now.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Good job, Kaylee, for keeping you grounded.
Yeah.
And good job you for acknowledging who you are and acknowledging what everybody needs. I'm serious.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's so true. Yeah. And don't worry, this podcast isn't going anywhere. This is one of the things that brings me joy and delight and is a fairly easy lift, mainly because Ellen does all of the producing.
I was going to say, I do appreciate in the next episode, at the very beginning, you're like, Ellen's the one producing it. So if I got it wrong, she's going to fix it. I was like, aw, I'm in the room.
Yes. So,
okay.
Wait, what's our next episode about?
The next episode will be the panel from Portland, from the Portland screening.
Yeah.
There was a film screening about a month back by the time everybody's listening to this. They had a panel at that screening, which will be our next episode. And then the day after that is when the film will be live on YouTube and everywhere you stream your media.